Recalculating. My mother can't draw us a map, but the short distance between her grandmother's houses is still in her body. The GPS instructs as we drive through the town where she grew up. She speaks of the past as a single address, remembering each number nailed on the house where she first kissed my father and learned to keep secrets from her sister. It's what I've just said that hides, darting behind cloud, leaf, or door, a dream from which she is always waking up and trying to remember. But the long-lived still flexes in her muscles as she ignores the digital voice that tells what to do in how many feet. As in our childhood games, we get closer, grow warmer, and I try to anticipate where I will turn in a future in which my mother doesn't know who I am. The unit can always figure another way, wherever we are, but only after the street names Vaughn, White, Granger roll off my mother's tongue do we arrive. Now, parked in front of the 1940s memories of the grandmother who painted roses on blank china, my mother knows where to go. It's walking distance to my other grandmother's, the one who could bake light loaves of bread without tools to measure, and she gets us there, but can't, for the life of her, tell us how to get back home.